Jeremiah chapter 12, verses 1 through 4, and this is called Jeremiah Questions the Lord's Justice. And could you please read verses 1 through 4, please?
Absolutely. Lord, you always give me justice when I bring a case before you. So let me bring you this complaint. Why are the wicked so prosperous? Why are evil people so happy? You have planted them, and they have taken root and prospered. Your name is on their lips, but you are far from their hearts. But as for me, Lord, you know my heart. You see me and test my thoughts. Drag these people away like sheep to be butchered. Set them aside to be slaughtered. How long must this land mourn? Even the grass in the fields has withered. The wild animals and birds have disappeared because of the evil in the land. For the people have said, the Lord doesn't see what's ahead for us.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So this is, that's a question that has, it's always been around. The question of why are evil people so happy? Why are they prosperous?
Why are they in charge?
Yeah. That's been happening since...
Since man's been here.
Long time. And then the notes, it says, many people have asked, why are the wicked so prosperous? Jeremiah knew that God's justice would ultimately come, but he was impatient because he wanted it to come quickly. God didn't give a doctrinal answer. Instead, he gave a challenge. If Jeremiah couldn't handle this, how would he handle the injustices ahead? It is natural for us to demand fair play and cry for justice against those who take advantage of others. But when we call for justice, we must realize that we ourselves would be in big trouble if God gave each of us what we truly deserve.
So they're really a test for us. Well, that's one angle.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Because like you said, it's, well, at least that's what I gathered. It's just as applicable today as it was back in these days and probably before the written word.
So, yeah, so many...
Bad prosper.
So many concepts have just gone on through the years, you know, since before Jesus was here.
Right. No.
You know, why aren't these people listening to the prophets? Why aren't people listening to Jesus? Why aren't people listening to God's word? I mean, these are things that have been going on for decades and decades and forever.
Well, like going back to what you recapped with at the beginning, the king putting the three into the furnace,
mm-hmm.
and them coming out unfazed. That's one of the things that I find curious. If I were to see that, I guess that it's in steps, but if I were to actually witness such a thing, I mean, I already do believe in God, but I sure as shit would have a whole, pardon my language, you can bet that I would become a whole lot more of a believer, stronger. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, seeing something like that.
Seeing something like that would mean more than faith. I mean, that's something tangible.
Mm-hmm. We don't see things so...
Plainly
or blatant as that. But I believe we do see God at work.
I do too.
All the time. You know, a lot of people may chalk it off to consequences, like, oh, well, isn't that crazy? Boy, isn't that funny how that lined up? I don't think that's true. I think God lines it up for a reason and for a purpose. So that's God's hand at play all the time. You know, this goes back a year or so ago, when I was going to pick up our older boy. He had a little too much to drink, and we always told him, you know what, day or night, doesn't matter. If you are not able to drive, give us a call and we'll come pick you up. And he did that particular night. And I was waiting to go through it was a busier intersection. It was like, I don't know, early in the morning. And a homeless man with a guitar was walking through the crosswalk. We clearly had a green light.
Right.
Clearly had a green light. And this guy, you know, he was taking his time. I'm not going to honk at him or run him over, obviously. Sure as anything, a truck goes barreling through the intersection. He had a, I can't even tell you how long he had a red light. Why do things like that happen? I mean, there's no way that's just a coincidence. That the hobo with the guitar was walking through that intersection. I wholly believe that.
That's very interesting. I do too.
Okay, anything else for that?
No, not right now.
Okay. Okay, moving on to Jeremiah chapter 12, verses 5 through 13, and this section's titled The Lord's Reply to Jeremiah. We just had a note for this part. Life was extremely difficult for Jeremiah despite his love for and obedience to God. When he called to God for relief, God's reply in effect was, if you think this is bad, how are you going to cope when it gets really tough? God's answers to prayer are not always nice or easy to handle. Any Christian who has experienced war, bereavement, or a serious illness knows this. We are to be committed to God even when the going gets tough and when our prayers for relief are not immediately answered. Okay, Jeremiah chapter 12, verses 14 through 17, a message for Israel's neighbors. And there's just a note for that part as well. God chose a people through whom to demonstrate his care for the world. The nation of Israel was given much, thus much was required of her, but she repeatedly failed. The fate of other nations depended on their willingness to demonstrate faith in God, whether or not God's chosen people accomplished their task of witness. God's love extends to reach every square inch of the globe.